This is Joe Costello's WFO Radio.
Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Covering everything that has wheels, an engine, and a driver.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ripped.
NASCAR.
Four-time Cup champion, Jeff Gordon.
I definitely know where you're coming from, and that's what it really truly takes.
IndyCar.
She's the newest IndyCar Series winner, Danica Patrick.
I know. Yeah, let's do it.
Formula One.
From the driver's perspective, David Hobbs.
To not have a race in North America, to me, is frankly appalling.
Sports car.
He's been unstoppable in the factory Corvettes, Johnny O'Connell.
It's very cool to be talking to you this time all the way from Le Mans, France.
And NHRA drag racing.
NHRA funny car champ, John Force.
Big money, all the money, dude. It's just a race everybody wants to win.
WFO Radio is Total Motorsports.
Bring it on.
Fasten your seatbelts. Fire up the ignition. And drop the hammer. Now, here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio Ignition. Welcome back, everybody. Another edition of our get-together we have each week here to talk a little NASCAR, a little racing, a little Formula One. We're going to get in on it. A lot going on. Joey Logano wins the race, the Sylvania 300, New Hampshire Motor Speedway. WFO Radio picks another winner. We're going to be all over that. But the big news, the big massive news, is regarding Tony Stewart. And the grand jury, they have come back, and the grand jury has decided against bringing criminal charges against three-time NASCAR champion Tony Stewart. This is something we knew. This is something we discussed. We debated. We felt strongly about. But you never know when the fate is in the hands of someone else. It is great news for the NASCAR community, for Tony Stewart, for his fans, everyone involved in NASCAR and motorsports, that this came back as a non-issue. Now, there are other wrinkles and details to the story that we are going to get into, so stick around on that. NASCAR has released its 2015 rules package. They always step on the chase. It's like, hey, isn't the chase great? Well, let's talk about something else, like the 2015 rules and eliminating 150 horsepower. We'll get into it. But first, I want to say hello to you, first-time listener. I know, you're a very first-time listener. You just clicked on this link. You don't know anything about the show. You don't know anybody who's on the show. You just clicked the link. Well, allow me to introduce you to us. This is WFO Radio. I'm Joe Costello. We'll be hearing from Giovanni in Miami momentarily. In fact, he's on the line as we speak. Giovanni.
All right.
Giovanni is not in studio because we had to rearrange our schedule because of a lot of different travel, a lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of what have yous. But this is a show. It is a lot of fun, at very least for us. Many of our listeners enjoy it as well. We think you will like it also. Stick around for as long as you can tolerate. If you do not enjoy it, beyond that, we understand. What I will say, it usually takes a week or two to get the residual nature of the program, where we just take a break in between shows, but it's just a continuous cycle of programming. Something from the last show ends up in this show. Something from this show will end up in the next show. And here on WFO Radio, we do two programs. We do Ignition and NHRA Nitro. But on this particular show, they will meld. They will merge. Because on this show, we're going to hear from 16-time NHRA funny car champion John Force and president of John Force Racing. We spoke with them today about how you can get free tickets to go to the NHRA. And since we did it today, it's a hot topic. We're going to unleash it right here on all you folks, the Ignition audience. And then we'll put it out as a WFO Radio short clip as soon as possible. Folks at Goodyear and the folks at TireRack.com getting together for a cool promotion. And because of the promotion, we get to speak with John Force and Robert Height together on this show. So first-time listener, if that's not enough to get you to stick around, well, bye-bye. Now, Giovanni, I picked a winner, baby. I picked a winner. It's all about me.
It's all about the show, man. You picked this week. I picked last week. Bob picked the one before. I mean, we are on a streak. We get hot this time of year. We are unstoppable in the chase.
We have put together a great record in the chase. We will give results. I am more concerned about, obviously, my personal victory, as great as it is when the show wins. Like last week, it was a collective victory. This is a victory more about me.
Well, I guess you see how I feel about your win, then.
Well, I guess. I guess that's how it is. I don't understand. I think you should be happy for me. But whatever. The point is, it's all about the show until it's all about me picking a winner. And pulling ahead of Bob Smith is really what it is. It's now that I have 7 wins. Nonetheless, you're the Tony Stewart fan on the show. Before we get into results in racing, the 2015 rules, the fantasy results, John Force, Robert Height, all of that, where do you come down on this? Your guy, 48 wins. This was a dark cloud hanging over, and now it is gone. The tragedy will remain. I'm sure the personal guilt he will feel having been involved in an accident that someone's life was unfortunately lost will never go away. But any criminal activity, any of that, is all gone.
That's it, yes. There's definitely no possibility of any more criminal charges in this case. So that is definitely clear. Maybe Tony will have a clear head now and maybe can take a deep breath, or just exhale maybe kind of situation. I'm sure this has got to be weighing on the guy, clearly. But at the very least, he knows he's not going to be charged or even face the possibility of going to jail over the situation.
Here's a quote from Tony Stewart. "This has been the toughest and most emotional experience of my life. It will stay with me forever," Stewart said in a prepared statement. "While much of the attention has been on me, it's important to remember a young man lost his life. Kevin Ward Jr.'s family and friends will always be in my thoughts and prayers," says Tony Stewart. Now, other aspects of the story that are coming out. The Ontario County District Attorney, Michael Tantillo, says that Kevin Ward Jr. Was under the influence of marijuana the night of the accident, enough to, quote-unquote, enough to impair judgment. Tantillo said that 2 videos examined by investigators show no aberrational driving by Tony Stewart. So, let's just take a second to unpack a couple of details, because it's important that we do this. One, everybody out there in the world that said Tony Stewart hit the guy on purpose or stepped on the gas or hit him on purpose or tried to do something, you have been proven wrong now. A grand jury has looked at it, not just a DA, but a grand jury. They have done special videography. They have gone out of their way to run this through the process. I'm not saying you need to feel horrific personal guilt about your dramatic misjudgment with someone else's life in your hands and probably get down somewhere in a darkened room and apologize to the world cosmos thing that makes the world go round. I'm not going to say that. But if you did that, it would probably be good for you in the whole karmic scale. How many people, not so many in this audience, I don't think very many, I don't think any in our audience, I didn't see any overt social media communications from WFO radio listeners, so of course they're inoculated by what I would call racing common sense. Of course we thought about it, but at the end the decision was no way. Judgment. And guess what? Grand jury, DA, evidence, all align with that. So, Giovanni, what about those people? What about those people who they definitively said, this guy murdered, he's a murderer, he should never race again. They just definitively said that Tony Stewart was a murderer. In your little world of crazy justice, how is that dealt with, all those people?
Nothing. There's nothing to do with those people, because those people still feel that same way right now.
They just don't believe the evidence. They're visceral.
It's not that they don't believe it. It's that in their mind, Tony Stewart, professional NASCAR driver, 3-time champion, ex-driver extraordinaire, in their mind, didn't do enough for this kid not to be killed, just like the kid's father said. The kid's father is the first one that brought it out. A driver of Tony Stewart's magnitude should not have hit my kid. Everybody else found a way to avoid him. people, there's people that are going to think that way, and those people that think he killed this kid on purpose or was trying to show him up or was trying to teach the kid a lesson, they still think that way. They just think that there wasn't enough evidence to charge him with a crime. But those people still feel that way, and let them. Those people can go on in their misery.
Well, that is a shame. That is a horrible strain of something viral in our civilization, people not believing evidence when it is presented. He didn't say there was not enough. They said there was no evidence. Now, what about the marijuana situation?
Well, no, in this case, it's basically not that there's no evidence. It's that all the evidence presented is brought forward, and we look at it, and there's just nothing there to charge the man with a crime. 23 members of the, you know, upstate New York community all looked at this evidence, and they couldn't get 12 of them to agree on either charge.
No. They did. No, see, that's wrong. They did get 12 of them agree. They all 12 agreed to charge.
No, that's the whole thing. You need to have 12 or more agree to a charge, and they didn't.
Right.
They obviously didn't get to 12, so no charges were brought. So clearly 12 people, of 12 out of the 23, could not find that there was any reason to charge him. So that he wasn't.
And there you have it. And it's just
one
of those things.
It's pretty simple. And we discussed it last week that the DA, part of the reason he said that he wanted to send it to a grand jury was so that only the community could be satisfied that not in a high profile case like this, where they consider Tony Stewart, you know, a racing celebrity, that not only one person just looked at the evidence and decided maybe with some bias, that it was taken to the community, and 23 members of the community are picked at random for however they pick juries and grand juries over there, and they didn't find any reason to charge Tony Stewart. And, you know, the DA was satisfied with that. He said that whatever the grand jury decided was would make him happy, whether they decided to find him culpable or not.
But the ignorance, the tide of ignorance, it happened. We all witnessed it happen. We all know someone that did it. We all know about the tide of ignorance. We know it. It happened. It cannot be erased. And it will be remembered. That's it. It will be remembered. Those people have, you know, they did something not cool. They're the ones that chased Frankenstein up the tower, you know what I mean, and burned it down. Throughout history, there's always been that lynch mob that, you know, there's 1,000 movies about the lynch mob, right? This was it. They were out. They had the pitchforks. They had the fire. They were running after Tony Stewart. They were ready to go. People were joining the lynch mob. People were getting in the lynch mob. They were going. Lynch mobs exist. And we saw one with this. And fortunately,
we saw one with this. We've been seeing them all over the sports world recently.
And fortunately, the justice system got involved. And what our justice system, which is imperfect at best, intervened and saved Tony Stewart from the lynch mob, the media lynch mob, which I'll give you an additional story. We're going to talk about this and move on. But, you know, this past week, folks, I was out in, where was I, Gia? Where was that? Oh, my goodness.
Texas. Dallas, Texas.
Thank you very much. At the AAA Texas Fall Nationals. Well, while I'm at the race, we ran two races in one. One was Carolina, one was Texas.
I think that's why it confused you, because you actually were in Charlotte and in Texas on the same weekend.
And the previous week I was in Charlotte, but I got a text message from the folks at NBC Sports Radio to come on one of their programs called, like, Insiders. And one of the hosts wanted to have me on to talk about something. And I was like, well, what is it? NASCAR? And they're like, yeah, the regulars, the usual. And I'm like, okay. So I am out at the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series, monitoring what's going on in the world of NASCAR, but I had to do some rapid fact-finding to be prepared to go on the Chris Maddox show. So I get on the show, and I'm expecting, what kind of question would you expect me to get? 7 p.m.
Well, judging by the time and what we had discussed, it was Sunday evening, I believe. Late,
7 p.m.
You know,
Eastern.
Not quite night, but Sunday evening. Right. I figured it was, they wanted to talk about the race that had just happened.
Joey Logano, Costello, you picked him. My gosh, you're unbelievable. That kind of stuff. No.
Yeah, they were bringing you on to gloat about picking another winner.
Exactly. To talk about the great platform that is WFOradio.com, the application, how it's free, how we've got some great sponsors like Marvin Rodak, how John Force and Robert Hyde are going to be on this week. Who knew what they were going to talk about? I assumed it was something like that. Wrong. They wanted to talk about Tony Stewart. One, is the Tony Stewart situation a black cloud over NASCAR? Not over Tony Stewart, over NASCAR. And so I was put off a little bit, like a little shocked, like, no, the answer was no. No, it is not. The grand jury has it. The proper authorities are doing what they do. The process is working. Most racing knowledgeable people say there is zero chance that Tony hit anybody on purpose, even though Tony's past behavior has enabled us to have to think about it, which is, you know, probably the greatest lesson of all of this. No, it is not. The chase is going on. Question two, should Tony Stewart be suspended? And my answer again, no, he should not be suspended because he has not been charged with anything. They're going through the process, et cetera, and so on. I was shocked, and I don't get shocked very easily. I was shocked that the questions were all Tony Stewart related. And here we are a couple days later, he is exonerated. So I feel very good about my extremely strong pushback against anything Tony Stewart related.
Well, you did the right thing. And I know sometimes for you it's hard to give Tony Stewart the proper accolades he deserves, but you definitely did the right thing and defended him properly this time.
Oh, I did. And the third question was about who is the favorite for the chase, and I think that the race results from the weekend paint a pretty clear picture about
it. Yeah, so before we get you out of here, who do you think is going to win the chase?
Yeah, exactly. I should have said David Pearson. Pearson's going to win it over Petty. By the way, I'm very thankful, and I love the idea of going on these other networks to promote this sport. I just felt like if there was ever a better example about how the mainstream sports world is detached from just reading a couple of stories, that is an example. That racers are a different mentality and in many ways a superior brand of people for having extra understanding of their sport. But anyway, there you have it. So Tony Stewart exonerated, though. And
that is great news for him.
Yes.
Hopefully he's able to, like I said, exhale and get his head back in the game and maybe win a race down these with these eight races left.
I think his leg injury is still a big part of it. And it is unfortunate. Now, Kevin Ward Jr. being under the influence of marijuana, that is the other big revelation coming out of this. And all I will say is whether it be alcohol, whether it be marijuana, whether it be whatever it be, any racer that gets into a race car while...
under the influence.
Under the influence or recently under the influence is not truly, in my opinion, part of the culture of racing. I have experienced this in the past. I have been many years ago racing and others around were under the influence of marijuana and their story through the grapevine was, as many years ago, was that it relaxed them so they could concentrate better. Almost a performance enhancer. Can you imagine that, Gio? Like, imagine you go to race and you get very nervous. Drag racing makes you nervous. You pull onto this starting line, which is a stage. Someone's going to be eliminated. You don't want it to be you. You want to win. You have to perform. You get very nervous. And nerves are a factor. And when you can do something to take the edge off, man, people did it. I was vehemently against it. I'm vehemently against it. The idea of drinking alcohol before a race is ridiculous. And, Kevin Ward, big mistake. Why should you never do that? Because if you are killed, then guess what? People are going to find out. And look, here we are. Now Kevin Ward's entire persona, whatever it was, is going to be tainted by this unfortunate being under the influence of something.
Yeah, I think that's sad that some people are going to jump on that and who knows, maybe some of those same people that were out there ready to lynch Stewart are not going to turn around and blame this kid for drive, you know, for jumping and running down a track, a hot track at that high. So, I mean, we don't know. It was toxicology reports. For all we know, the kid had smoked the day before, the week before,
well,
but
it says,
it did
quote,
insinuate that it was enough to impair judgment.
Quote.
That's exactly, he quote-unquote, that was a quote. So I'm going to say that he, you know, he had smoked recently, and it's terrible because people are going to jump on that and say that, look, you know this kid, and maybe that's why he went out there. But it just goes to show you, man, you can't be doing anything when you're in that situation. When you're in a race car, you can't even go out drinking the night before because you're not going to be able to perform at 100%.
People do that. People do that. It happens. But you're not going to be at your best. That's all. You're not going to be at your best.
And not only that, but look, for all we know, who knows? People can just say that the reason this kid did that is because he was high.
Yeah, they're going to blame
him. And that's what's terrible, that a kid, a 20-year-old kid who died in a tragic accident, now it could be blamed on something. Because someone's always looking for blame and someone to blame.
Absolutely.
And now they're going to say, oh, it happened because he was reckless and he was high. And that's just it, that it's a shame that now after he's dead, this comes out and this is what they're going to say about this poor kid.
Exactly.
And that's what I feel. Hopefully people really, because that's, to me, that's something we can overlook. Yeah, maybe that helped cloud his judgment, but
I don't think so. I'm not a scientist or anything.
This isn't the way that they label this kid now as, oh, the stoner racer got himself killed.
It just doesn't, a lot of it doesn't make sense. I agree with you that it's a secondary story, and the idea that he got inflamed because of that doesn't seem legitimate.
Doesn't seem logical, but whatever. You know, hey, it's like
you
I said,
know.
The angry mob has someone to blame. They always want more punishment, more blame, more.
Exactly. Bottom line, Tony Stewart exonerated, Kevin Ward Jr., a horrific, unfortunate tragedy that we all lived through and went through together, and it is horrible. That's all you can say. All right, now, we got John Force and Robert Height waiting in the green room. They are ready to come on the show and tell the WFO radio audience how to get some free NHRA tickets. How about that? You want some free NHRA tickets? Well, if you need tires from... you can get some four Goodyear tires and get some NHRA tickets. But first, let's give the results for the Sylvania 300 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The winner, Joey Logano. I called it. Giovanni, play the audio.
I'm in a tough situation here because I think Brad Kay is going to win also. And so I'm like looking at it and I'm thinking, what do I want to do? Do I want to go with Matt Kenseth? The answer is no. Kyle Busch, you know, he ran real well. He was on the pole here. Kevin Harvick, same thing. So what I decided to do was I really feel like Joy, he's a Connecticut guy. That's his home track. It's home race. He's running great. He's going to be feeling all that positive localized energy. He's running the same stuff that Brad is. He's running really good. He's not quite as with as much swagger as Brad, but he's got great talent in his breakout year. And I'm taking Joey Logano, just so you know. I'm taking Joy at 12-1, kind of a long shot favorite.
I don't know if you had the audio or not, but boy, it felt good to pick a winner. And all that stuff I said about Connecticut and about his home track and feeling it, all that, it all came true. No response, Giovanni?
Yeah.
Kyle Larson was second. Kevin Harvick came home third. So Kyle Larson, that's two races in a row he's been in the top three. Wow. Kevin Harvick third, Jamie McMurray fourth, Jimmy Johnson fifth, Eric Almirola sixth, Brad Keselowski seventh, Kyle Busch eighth, Dale Earnhardt Jr. ninth, and Brian Vickers rounding out the top ten. Austin Dillon 11th, 12th Martin Truex Jr., 13th A.J. Allmendinger, 14th Clint Bowyer, 15th Paul Menard, 16th Greg Biffle, 17th Carl Edwards, 18th Ryan Newman, and Danica Patrick 19th on the lead lap. Danica. Here are the drivers looking at Danica's rear. Justin Allgaier, Matt Kenseth, Casey Mears, Casey Kane, Marcus Ambrose, Landon Castle, Jeff Gordon. Wow, Jeff Gordon, big hit right in the closing laps. That was brutal.
Yeah, a lot of chase drivers had a lot of attrition. Kyle Busch's car looked like if it was a Band-Aid.
David Gilliland.
It was just
David Gilliland, 27th. Alex Bowman, 28th. Michael Annette, 29th. Tony Stewart, 30th. 31st, Reed Sorensen. 32nd, Travis Quaffle. 33rd, Josh Wise. 34th, Mike Wallace. Timmy Hill, Kurt Busch, Denny Hamlin, Cole Witt, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., David Stremme, Corey LaJoie, David Reagan, and Clay Rogers rounding out the field. And we have got some drivers that are definitely on the bubble, as in they have to win. They have to win this week. They have to win or they are eliminated. Like, off the earth? No. Out of the chase? Yes. We're going to talk about it. But first, I want to tell you about Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com. I got to hang with Marvin Rodak and a group of WFO radio listeners this past week in Texas. It was great. Marvin's cool. Marvin's a pilot. All kinds of cool background stuff on Marvin. And hanging with him and his son Steve were awesome. We hung out with Bobby Graham. We hung out with a ton of WFO radio listeners. Nitro Dog, Randy, a bunch of WFO radio listeners were all out there. Bobby Graham's friend Matt, who was exhausted. Bobby Graham, who is twice this guy's age, ran Matt into the ground. Let's go to the top end. Let's go to the staging lanes. Let's go to the draw auction. Let's go here. Let's go there. Let's go everywhere. But we got together for a big WFO tweet up Friday night, and everyone was like, "That's Marvin?" And it's like, "That is Marvin." Pick up the phone. Give him a call. 817-924-6821. The WFO Radio Blend. I've got more of it. I'm good to go. I'm very excited about my breakfasts because I'm going WFO in the morning. Got some Bang the Blower. I am very excited for all of it. The hot sauces, they are great. Get this about Rodak's Coffees. Over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom blends like Bang the Blower and WFO Radio. All are specially grade coffee that represents the top 5% of coffee grown in the world. So, these are not Folgers crystals. This is the real deal. All coffee is roasted fresh per your order. So when you order from Marvin, he's going to then take the coffee and roast it up for you, as opposed to roasting a bunch of coffee and sticking it in a bag when you order it. There are limited edition, seasonal, and rare micro lots of coffee. They buy farm direct from the grower. Marvin was telling me about this deal. He was talking with one of these guys from the farms. They do like less than 10 sacks of coffee a year, and he was going to be able to get his hands on some. It was like he's an importer-exporter. This guy's the Vandalay Industries of coffee. Five exotic coffees from Jamaica. They do the Sumatra Kopi Luwak, the Panama Geisha, the Australian. They do Puerto Rican. They do Hawaii, Kona, and Maui, plus many others. That's RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. You know how I feel about the hot sauce. And you know how I feel about, obviously, the A26 Spice Rub, which I found myself just eating raw today. Probably not good for me. But yes, I was doing it. A little bit of salty spice goes a long way. Give them a call, 817-924-6821. Bang the Blower, WFO Radio brand, the hot sauce. They even do wood. Bobby Graham was interested in the coffee wood for the grilling. So you never know exactly what it is that's going to work out for you. But if you like grilling and you like coffee, call Rodak's. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. John Force and Robert Height coming up next, together, right here on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist.
I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
Red Line Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials, known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Now, back to WFO Radio Ignition.
We've got something special going on for the WFO Radio audience now, and if you hear me out at the NHRA National Events, we're always promoting this great promotion going on from the folks at Goodyear and Tire Rack, a great way to get NHRA tickets by going to GoodyearTicketOffer.com, and you register to win, but you got to do it before Halloween. Now, here to talk more about it, you probably have heard of these guys. You might have heard of them once or twice before in the past. Joining us now, 16-time NHRA Funny Car Champ and Funny Car Champ, Robert Height and John Force. Joining us now. Guys, welcome to WFO. How are you?
Joe, thanks for having us on. We're fighting this battle right now. I got a little bit of a lead, Robert, on my bumper, Hagen, and then Courtney. But I'll be honest, Robert, he's growling every day, wanting every round he can get. And after last week's interview, they tell me I'm frothing at the mouth.
You were frothing.
I don't know what happened. When I got that big old red light against Hagen, I ain't been the same. Came back the next day, went some rounds, but doing okay.
And Robert, you guys, the team, you put together a team with three great cars, and of course you're going to run into each other, and that seems to be what is happening. You guys are meeting up on the ladder.
Yeah, we are. Courtney and I raced second round, and she got the best of me. But truthfully, her car is running better than mine right now. And my team's back in Indy right now putting back together the car that I ran early in the year that I won all the races with. So we're going to hit them hard the last four races. Courtney's doing a good job. Number one qualifier and won the race. That's hard to do. And, you know, we have three cars in the top four. So really doesn't get much better. But Hagen and Caps and Worsham came alive last week. The next four races for the fans are going to be very exciting.
The idea of getting some tickets to go see an NHRA race at some point is a big deal as well. You guys obviously run Goodyear tires. The folks at Goodyear setting up this interview. So I want all of my listeners to know that they can go to GoodyearTicketOffer.com, GoodyearTicketOffer.com, and you fill out the program. And if you buy four select Goodyear tires from TireRack.com, you can get tickets to an NHRA Mellow Yellow Series event or even a $50 mail-in rebate. So that's a pretty good deal, guys, but you don't get that when you buy your Goodyear Racing Slicks, I don't think.
This promotion goes through Halloween, October 31st. But what I really like about it, I mean, Tire Rack, a great company. Naturally, Goodyear, I've won every championship in a 35 or longer career on Goodyear tires. And naturally, the NHRA Mellow Yellow Series, it's a family show. But what's unique is not just selling tires with Goodyear Tire Rack. It's putting maybe new faces in the stands. Young families, young kids getting a car. Hell, just a month ago, I bought four new Goodyears for my pickup truck, my Ford. And it was kind of, I wished I would have known that I could have got some free tickets to the races. I could have gave them to a friend. I could have done something. So it's kind of giving back. I think it's a great idea. And it's going to be fun.
GoodyearTicketOffer.com. Everyone on WFO, you need to go to the website and register. If you get four select Goodyear tires from TireRack.com, you can get tickets to an upcoming NHRA Mellow Yellow Series drag race. You got to do it before Halloween, though. So you still got a little bit of time, but get it done. All right. I think the audience now knows. They're all opening a browser as we speak, going to GoodyearTicketOffer.com. Since I've got the both of you on the phone line, this is a very rare opportunity, and I think it's very cool. First and second in the current points. Courtney is fourth. Robert, when you look at John there, John has obviously been a mentor. What would you say is the greatest thing you have learned from John Forrest, your father-in-law, someone who at the track has been a mentor, but I'm sure at many other levels as well?
Well, it's how much dedication it takes to win. You know, you have to live this job. It's 24/7. You have to be constantly thinking about racing and the business and the fans. It's all a big package, and nobody does that better than John Force. And you know, he's still the guy. Somebody going to win this 2014 championship, they're going to have to go through John Force. And you know, I'm pretty happy. We've struggled the first two races of the countdown, but we've really only lost 15 points from how the points were reset. So we have a chance to redeem ourselves. I'm just proud that all three of our Ford Mustangs are right up there where they need to be, and that's what's going to be fun, is if it could come down to the three of us fighting it out for a championship like Ashley and I did in 2009.
You guys have
one thing we don't forget is we're a family. We all share the money. And we share the glory, and somebody takes a trophy home. Hopefully an NHRA championship trophy, but there's a bunch of other guys out there. Matt Hagen, Ron Capps, Wilkerson, Cruz Petragon. We're all fighting for that same dream. But if you stay a family and you work together, and I believe in drag racing, just like the families that are in the stands, it's a family affair at NHRA race. I believe we might get mad at another driver on the start line. We might get aggravated. Whatever, because you want to win. But if you ever look out that window and you see him on fire, the first thing you start praying is that kid in that other car is going to be okay. Because we know each other. We've been to the burn centers. We've seen it all. And I think that's what I really love about our sport of drag racing. So, hey, buy some of those free tires. And not free tires. Buy some of those tires. Get those free tickets. And come meet the drivers and all the drivers of NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing.
GoodyearTicketOffer.com. With us, John Force and Robert Height. John, you mentioned this being a family sport. You have a family team within a family sport, so much so that your son-in-law drives for you. Can you tell me about the first time you met Robert Height? Do you remember that moment when you first met this guy who became president of your company, who married your daughter, who became a champion under you, who became an integral part of you winning your 16th championship? Do you remember when you first set eyes on this guy?
I think he was actually, I might have passed him at the track, but I always remember him because he always wears an L.A. Dodgers hat. He's a big fan of the Dodgers. And I met him at the races. I think he was driving with Roger Prim, or working with Roger Prim, driving an 18-wheeler, working on the car. And you also was with the young Warsham was just starting.
He drove that car.
He drove that car. And it was just a kid at the races. And one day, Bernie Federley was talking to me and Austin Coyle and said, you ought to meet this Robert Height. He's just the greatest guy. He ain't full of it like you, Forrest. What he says in a few words, you can trust. And we tried to hire him, and at that time, he was with Tommy Johnson and his team, and he was going to come, but he was so loyal to them. It's what I loved about him. We couldn't get him to come. No matter what we offered money, he said, it's not about money. It's about, yeah, I'd like to be there, you know, a race team, and I don't know where I stand over here for sure, long range. But he said, you know, Tommy Johnson, these guys are all my friends. And he just kind of wouldn't come. He went to the airport once and he wasn't there. And my guy said, what happened? Loyal to his team. I said, I've got to have that guy. And he came here. Of course, the rest was history. Austin Coyle taught him the ropes, him and Bernie, how to build a fuel funny car. He can do everything on a car. And that's why I knew he can drive a race car. And when we got that opportunity, we put him in the seat. He was a professional. He could have gone to the Olympics and been a professional trap shooter, but he chose to go drag racing, put him in the seat, right out of the box, kills everybody on the lights, including me, because he had that eye like a target shooter. And he's even helped me train the way that they train shooters with special stuff and videos and stuff to help me. So letting out our secrets. But anyway, Hagen does pretty good without him. Okay, but at the end of the day, he's president of the company because he's learned the business from the bottom up. He knows the financial, and he knows how to win, and he knows the way that I built this team to win 18 championships, and he's part of that. So he's a champion, and I love having him here.
GoodyearTicketOffer.com. The folks at Goodyear and Tire Rack bringing you John Force and Robert Height with us here on WFO Radio. Take him up on the offer, folks. Robert, from your perspective, young Robert Height, John Force is coming to you. You love drag racing. You're out there in California. You're living the dream. What was it like from your experience being, courted by this man who at the time hadn't won 16 championships, but was still an icon in the sport and clearly a big personality?
Yeah, John was dominating back then, the funny cars, and it was a dream come true to get a chance to work on this team, you know, from learning from John and Austin Coyle and Bernie Federle. You know, honestly, back then, I never dreamed I'd get a chance to drive. It's what I always wanted to do, but never thought it happened. So, love the sport of NHRA drag racing. I wanted to be around it. And the next best thing is working on these cars and learning from the best with Austin and Bernie. And fortunately enough, John gave me the shot to drive, too. So, and I got a great family, you know, in the mix of all this.
Take a look at, you can go to Tire Rack, changing channels here, go to TireRack.com and learn about this promotion, or you can go to NHRA.com, or naturally, it's a GoodyearTicketOffer.com. So I know you've been giving it all, but that's why we're here, to take care of a company, Tire Rack, to take care of Goodyear, because they've taken care of us for so many years. Check it out, guys and gals.
The deadline, October 31st. You still got some time. Final question, guys. Obviously, John Force Racing, dominant pretty much all season long. Many, many final rounds. John had a personal final round streak broken. You had a team final round streak broken earlier in the year. Then it got going again. Courtney making the final round. Success is there for you guys to win the title, but everyone thinking about the sponsor side of it. The season getting close to the finish now. People waiting. Will there be an announcement in terms of manufacturer? Will there be another announcement in terms of sponsorship? What can we expect as far as timeline goes? And do you guys plan to announce anything big like a manufacturer or major primary before the season concludes?
We're hoping by SEMA we can announce something. You know, I've made it clear to everybody, if somebody's got a race, I've got two cars and I lost a manufacturer. We're talking to a number of manufacturers. We're in a tough economy, guys, right now. It ain't nobody's fault but mine. I was hit. Right now, Castrol's talking with us. They've got a big investment with us. Peak Antifreeze has come on board. But right now, artwork, drawings, cars, we're hoping by SEMA. But my daughter, Brittany, will race. Robert's got a five-year deal with Auto Club. Courtney has a deal with Traxxas for three more years. My priority is, number one, I love the sport. I love the drive. I love the fans. I owe it to the sport of NHRA to be here. They made me who I am today. They made me financially stable with my sponsors, and I owe the fans. So one way or the other, we're going to be here. But my daughter, Brittany, will be in that top fuel car. Maybe we'll have to slide her over into a funny car. I don't know. But I want to race, and as long as I can do the job, I'm going to be there, and I can do the job. I'm still good at what I do. The day I can't, that's when I'll get out of the seat. If I don't get the money, might have to miss some races, but I'm going to keep going until I get myself back in business.
John, Don the Snake Prudhomme had the final strike tour. All the greats, the legends, they go around one last time, no matter what, selling apparel, gear, giving their fans a chance in every market to say goodbye, to come up, take a photo. The final strike tour was one that I remember. I know you're a fan of the Snake back in the day. You lived those things. Is there any way that whenever it happens 5, 10 years from now, whenever the day is that comes, that you make that decision, that you would walk away without doing a final John Force tour?
Everybody has to do it their own way. Bernstein, Perdomo, all the greats that I've known, God bless them, they built this sport. And I came along behind them and trying to build it for my kids, for the future, and my family, and for the fans. I'm not a guy, I'm not good at goodbyes. I'm not going to go out that way. I don't even like talking about it now. I always said I'll probably have a heart attack at the race, and that'll be the end of it. But keep selling those T-shirts. But what I'm saying is, for me, the end ain't going to come. I'm not going to walk away. I don't need a final goodbye. I've got race teams. I've got to go on with my kids till I'm 100. Robert's going to be here driving. Brittany, Courtney, Ashley may come back. I don't need a final strike. I don't need a final tour. I'll sell them T-shirts one way or the other. They did it their way. My way is to evolve into a team owner. Of course, I'm still going to want to drive. And I could be a test pilot for the team and test to give the drivers a break. Nobody knows the funny car better than me. I've been doing it the longest. I've got the most laps. Probably get out at the racetrack at the end of a good run and jump the fence and just get on a train and disappear and go have another life. But probably not. I'm going to be here with the fans till the end.
Gentlemen, I thank you very much for coming on WFO Radio. Best of luck in the remainder of the countdown. Four races remaining for the NHRA fans to watch you guys decide this championship among yourselves, among the DSR and Coletta teams. We are thrilled. Cruz as well. Hey, Robert, why don't you give us that information one more time? The WFO Radio listeners around the world who maybe need four tires and they're getting ready to purchase right now and they're thinking, well, why not do this?
Between now and October 31st, any fan that goes to TireRack.com or just rolls into a tire rack, and you can get, if you buy four select tickets, you get two free tickets to an NHRA race in 2015. Get to come out and see what kind of abuse we give a Goodyear tire with our 10,000 horsepower machines. And that right there will sell you on those Goodyears. You'll want to have them because we wouldn't want to be on anything else.
Yeah, buy four select tires and you get the tickets, right, Robert?
Yep.
Yeah, pretty exciting deal, but it'll also put new faces in the stands. The youth of today that are just getting their new cars or their used car, pretty exciting stuff.
Absolutely it is. It's great to hear you guys talk about it. I know you got a race in St. Louis and then Reading and then a little while off before Vegas and Pomona, but we will all be watching and we look forward to watching how it all plays out. Thank you very much for taking the time for us here on WFO Radio, getting you guys together. It has been special. I greatly appreciate it.
Hey, Joe, I want to say this, and this ain't sucking up. I enjoy your show. I enjoy the work that you do, and I know some of the things that we do sometimes you try to cover for us and protect us, but we enjoy your show. Do it the way you do it, and we'll be celebrating you down the road.
Thank you very much for saying that, John. I greatly appreciate it, and I wouldn't have anything to talk about if you guys didn't put on a great show, and so thank you for giving me material. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
John Force and Robert Height with us here on WFO Radio. And if you need tires, I'd go to TireRack.com. Get your tires. Get your tickets. Thanks to the folks at Goodyear and TireRack.com for having John and Robert on the show. And how about that, Giovanni? John with some very positive things to say about the WFO Radio program right there.
Yeah, you must have been blushing.
I was, a little bit. And when John says, I'm not sucking up, you never know what's going to come out next. And but it is a great honor for us to have someone of John Force's stature understand, at very least, what we're trying to accomplish with our audience, with the people out there. And he's not talking about me, he's talking about all of you. John Force is talking about you, Rich and Saugus, you, Bobby Graham. He's talking about all of you out there, hockey dad and hockey kid, the WFO Radio audience, the lifestyle. I am putting together this show, me and Giovanni, Patrick helps out, people help out, Mattman posts on the Facebook page. We're all a group, but we're bringing the sport closer to you, and your responses, your feedback, the fact that you care, the fact that you like it, the fact that you go, the fact that you enjoy it, is what I think John Force is talking about. Even you, Rudy the UPS guy, or Fernando. That's what John Force is talking about. So I think it's very cool that John said that, and I greatly appreciate it. All right. We've got fantasy results. We've got 2015 rules. These are both big things. Let's do 2015 rules, and then we'll come back next segment and do the fantasy results and talk a little Formula One, okay?
All right.
Did you read the 2015 rules package, Giovanni, that I immediately posted on the WFO radio page for all to see? Rapidly.
Oh, absolutely.
I cut and pasted, and so you see that little dollar sign, and I don't know what that is, but that's basically what happens when bullet points get cut and pasted rapidly into our content control system on the WFO radio website. I figured that the WFO radio audience is intelligent enough to figure that out. Did you figure that out?
Absolutely.
Okay. What of the 2015 rules, Giovanni, do you feel stands out as the worst idea of the bunch?
Oh, wow. I get to pick the worst idea? I don't like the fact that, from what I understand, the reduction in horsepower and the spacer, to me that seems like, you know, excuse my ignorance, maybe restrictor plate kind of situation at every track. Am I wrong in
No, that's exactly what it is. Let me read what the rules fact sheet says. And this is for every NASCAR fan to know and to think about, and then I will give my analysis. All right. First of all, nearly 60 different enhancements, updates have been made to the NASCAR National Series rules package for 2015 in the following areas. New rules with one or more of the following goals in mind: enriched competition, improved safety, reduced cost, enhanced product relevance, and environmental green improvements. Got it? Those are the goals. Enhanced enforcement of existing rules. New officiating processes, newly approved parts, and updated business processes. That are the areas that these 60 different enhancements and updates have been made to accomplish. The following are among the significant updates to the competition package. So these are the significant updates, not all the updates were not all put in the fact sheet. Who knows what is buried in there? This is just the significant ones. There will be a NASCAR-mandated ban. A ban! They're banning all team-initiated private testing in 2015. Teams will be invited to participate in NASCAR Goodyear tire tests, and NASCAR will not conduct a test, at Daytona International Speedway prior to the Daytona 500. Do you have that, Giovanni?
Do I get it? Do I understand what you are saying? Yes.
Do you understand what I am saying?
Absolutely.
No private testing.
No testing. No more testing. Only testing by Goodyear and NASCAR approved.
That's it.
That's it. No more testing. Kind of like F1 came out with a few years ago. No more testing.
Okay, let's unwrap that for a minute. It will save some money. Initially,
I think it would help the smaller teams more than the bigger teams.
On the surface, yes, it will. On the surface. Initially, it will. However, I wonder, will these teams then be forced to come up with additional new, more expensive, more data-driven, more computer-driven, more wind tunnel-driven...
More simulators, more
right.
Stuff like that?
Yes. And thus, you know, they're not going to stop spending the money. Hendrick Motorsports is not going to say, well, we're going to save $3 million. Let's put it in our pocket or let's go buy new uniforms. They're going to figure out, well...
No, they're
going
to redistribute it through their R&D and figure out how to make the car go faster now that they can't test to make the car go faster.
But the teams with less money perhaps have the same opportunity to do that. Maybe there is another way. Maybe they can innovate. Maybe they can come up with something. Or who knows? But I'm not against that rule. I'm okay with it. Here are more rules. Next, rules. That was testing. These are rules. The 2015 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race package includes reduction of horsepower to 725 via tapered spacer. Let's stop. Well, let's. I'm going to read them all, and then we'll go back one by one. roller valve lifters to replace flat valve lifter. So they're going to roller cams. Lower rear differential gear ratios targeting 9,000 RPMs. Rear spoiler adjustment to 6 inches down from 8 inches. Optional driver adjustable track bar. Hear that? 38-inch wide radiator pan. Minimum vehicle weight drops 50 pounds via ballast reduction from the 2014 weight of 3,300 pounds without the driver. Updated qualifying formats for all tracks. Rain tires on road courses, similar to the rules in place for the NASCAR Xfinity Series and the Camping World Truck Series, mandatory wipers, defogger, and rear flashing rain light installed for the event weekend. Those are the major rules changes. The first thing that jumps out, and it is also the top of the list, 725 horsepower via tapered spacer. The tapered spacer has been in play in the trucks and in the Nationwide Series for several years. So, we can look to the trucks in the Nationwide Series as an example of whether or not the racing has been good. Gio, has the racing been good?
I would say in the trucks, I always feel like if the racing's great. The Nationwide Series, to be honest with you, I don't watch enough, but I think it's been good what I do see. It seems like to me like if there's always good running, I'm happy to see the next generation coming up, the guys like Chase Elliott and Blaney's kid and young guys always racing out there, and even the Brandon Gons of the world, guys that aren't cup regulars, usually running up front now. So I do appreciate that. So if that's the case, and that's what they're headed for, what they're trying to achieve, I would say that might not be bad. The trucks, always close racing. It doesn't seem like if anybody always, you know, finds the right setup and just runs away with a race in those series.
Except for Kyle Busch, but he's a different, that's not fair.
Yeah, that's, come on. That's not fair.
Not fair judgment. He shouldn't even be racing there. He shouldn't be. He shouldn't be.
I see it as very unfair when Kyle Busch comes and just puts a woman on the truck field, because I think he wins almost every time he goes to race the trucks.
Yeah.
So it's almost like they shouldn't even let him, but whatever.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. On the surface, there are a couple of things that I am a little concerned about, and there are a couple of things that don't bother me at all. Let's work backwards. The rain tires on road courses. Yes, I'm all for it. Let's do it. What's the downside? Let's do it.
Yeah, double thumbs up.
Yeah, so that's good. Dropping vehicle weight. I'm all for that as well. Why do they have to be so heavy? It's a safety feature. They're adding weight to all these cars anyway. Making them a little bit lighter will give them more adjustability in terms of making them handle better. So I'm okay with that. The optional driver adjustable track bar. That's, as I understand it, and this came out yesterday, I'm going to have to pour into it. That's new information. The idea of the driver being able to adjust the chassis of the car in a NASCAR stock car is new. I like it. Why not? Why continue to force these guys to fight with swords? But swords, man, swords are so cool. We're fighting with swords. Now, enough with the swords, okay? We've finally moved on to fuel injection. Let's give these racers the option to do something other than brake bias in the car. I like it, if I am understanding it correctly. The rear spoiler, cutting it down to 6 inches from 8 inches. That is going to make the cars looser. They're going to be more loose. At the same time, the lower gear ratios targeting 9,000 RPMs and the roller lifters, it is my opinion that what they are trying to do, that is a cost-saving measure. And it is a cost-saving measure because that makes the Sprint Cup Series engines the same as the Nationwide and Camping World Truck Series engines. So now they are all basically very similar. The Truck Series, the Nationwide Series, and the Camping World Truck Series engines, as opposed to be a flat tappet cam or a roller cam. The tapered spacer. when in racing has less horsepower ever been better? I can't think of a time. That is the only thing that I have a bit of a problem with. I think it's going to... Here's what it's going to do. Ready? It's going to take away from Jimmy Johnson and give to Danica Patrick. Is that good for the sport? Maybe. It's going to take NASCAR Sprint Cup racing from a throttle control sport, controlling the 900 plus, some say 950 horsepower coming out of 358 cubic inch small block in these NASCAR engines, and make it more of a controlling momentum sport. It's going to change the nature of the racing somewhat, in my opinion. But maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it will make for better racing. Maybe it'll open up winning to more people. Maybe it will be better. Here's how I decide. Brian France, NASCAR, have built up what I would call institutional goodwill with the new Chase and some of their recent decisions. They've proven...
They've built up some equity with us.
They have. They have. What's it called in politics? Political capital, right?
They can, I wouldn't know.
They can now spend it on this move. 725 horsepower, wired, tapered spacer. Will it work? Is it a bad idea? Is it going to kill the racing? Is it going to make it boring? Are the cars going to be considerably slower? Yes, the cars are going to be considerably slower. 725 horsepower, which they're not going to be able to target exactly 725. What, are they going to make sure that everybody tests at 725? That's not possible. If you're making, you know, 950 and I'm making 900 and we both put on the tapered spacer, they're not going to affect us the same. They're both going to limit us by a percentage. So I'm interested to hear more about this. I'm okay with them trying it out. But it is definitely going to take away from the throttle control racers. The guys that have figured out how to get 900 horsepower to the ground on a 10-inch wide tire, which is a big, big part of NASCAR Sprint Cup racing. They're going to have revised brake calipers. They're going to have an electronic rule book. They'll have a new parts approval process, etc., and so on. And those are the 2015 NASCAR rules. Interesting. One thing I will say, boy, NASCAR sure knows to step all over their own chase.
Yeah, I think they could take a lesson from some of the other sports on that one. And this kind of news comes out either during your off season or at some other point. Like, you don't step on your most exciting, on your playoffs. You don't announce this kind of stuff in your playoffs. This is something, but I will say the NASCAR season starts in February and it runs all the way until November. So there's very little off season and time to actually release all this stuff. But there's no reason why this couldn't come out like the week of the banquet and Thanksgiving or whatever.
Well, maybe they need to give the teams time to prepare. So yes, but what I would say is that
I would tell the teams and then
2 weeks before Richmond. Why not 2 weeks before Richmond or the week before Richmond? Like, right, we're getting ready to do the chase. We're getting ready. Here we go. The chase is going to be starting in 2 weeks. But before we start the chase, we want to let you know about our 2015 rules. Talk about it. Oh, wow, isn't that exciting? Okay, time for the playoffs. Not in the middle.
No, toward away, that's not even the middle. It's much closer to the beginning. But it's just that this takes away from the playoffs because some people now are going to be talking about, oh, next year's rules. And that's just it. What's the point of having us talk about next year when we're right in the middle of a great playoff that has started with two different winners, two Penske cars, the two guys that kind of dominated the mile-and-a-half cookie cutters won the first two mile-and-a-half kind of races.
Yeah, that's it's very interesting. All right.
Well, I guess Loudon's not a mile-and-a-half, but...
No, it's a mile. Magic mile. Magical mile. All right, when we come back, We're going to delve into the WFO Radio Fantasy League. We'll hear the Hippy Tippy. We'll make our picks, and we'll get up on out of here. A big thanks again to John Forrest, Robert Hike, Goodyear, TireRack.com. Hey, WFO Radio audience on Ignition, get in on that. Get you some tires, and you get free tickets to NHRA or cash back. What could be better than that? And the fact that John comes on and appreciates what we're doing here on WFO, I think that's pretty cool as well. But first, I want to tell you about Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Look, drag racing has been a big part of my life since I was a kid. And I'm getting ready to go racing this weekend, hopefully. We are working diligently on our 1978 Pontiac Trans Am to go to the Miami Hollywood Speedway Park reunion at PBIR this Friday and Saturday night. Been working on the trailer, been working on the car, been working on my generator, been working on my scooters, been working on all of these different things that have all atrophied over the years. It has been brutal. Why? So I can feel the rush and the thrill of hard acceleration on a drag strip. Well, you can do it too. You just don't need to go through all the effort that I'm going through. The Dragster Adventure. Out there in Fontana, California, October 9th and 10th. Are you a WFO radio listener? Do you have a sales team? Do you have a group of clients? Do you want to get together for a bachelor party? Do you want to get together with a group of WFO radio listeners? October 9th and 10th, the Dragster Adventure, Fontana, California. Give them a call, 866-480-7223. We're talking about driving a dragster. Not riding along with a professional driver. You're driving it. You're in the cockpit. You're mashing the gas. And you can even race the competition. It is a great program. FrankHawley.com. Give him a call. Talk to him. Ask him questions. Maybe you want your super gas license. Maybe you have your super gas license and you want to get your super comp or top alcohol license. Maybe you just want to become a better racer. Regardless of what you want to do, Frank Hawley can help you out. Go to FrankHawley.com to find out more or give him a call, 866-480-7223. Tell him you heard it here on WFO Radio. We'll be back with fantasy results when we return.
This is WFO Radio.
Red Line Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials. Known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now.
Hey everybody, the summer is here, and that means it's time to grill. Remember just a couple of months ago when you were freezing and you were thinking, I can't wait until I can get out there and grill something? Well, now you can, and if you're going to do it, you got to do it with the most awesome barbecue rubs going. Check out RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, a big NHRA fan and WFO radio listener, has award-winning spice rubs that you can order online or by phone. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, 817-924-6821. I just tried two new hot sauces that he's got going. The perfect condiment if you're grilling out this summer. Also, coffee in the morning, Marvin roasts his own blends. You got to try them out. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Or if you want to kick it old school, pick up the phone, dial 817-924-6821. Say, hey, Marvin, I heard about you on WFO. I want you to send me some coffee and barbecue rub, maybe some hot sauce, and it'll show up in the mail. That's 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
WFO Radio. Total Motorsports. Here's Joe Costello.
Welcome back to WFO Radio Ignition. What's up, everybody? Wow, I want to say thanks to everyone who was at the WFO tweet-up. Giovanni, I told you about the WFO tweet-up, right? About how everybody was there?
Absolutely.
And Bobby Graham says that he and you are both afflicted by the same thing.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Some sort of disease called CRS?
Oh, I know that one. Can't remember anything.
That's the one. CRA for the child-friendly program, CRS. But it was great seeing Bobby Graham and Marvin.
Can't remember stuff. Yeah,
can't remember stuff. That's it. CRS. I thought it was cool. Bobby brought a friend out. We had a bunch of WFO radio listeners out there, and it was a great time. You know, I'm getting ready to go racing this weekend, hopefully, maybe.
That's what I hear.
Going to return to the track, the big return, the return of the racer.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah, exactly. It is our Miami Hollywood Speedway reunion race. And our Pontiac Trans Am has been fired up, and we had a whole bunch of just, you know, little things. And we're just going, mowing right through them. Like, all right, this thing is not going to work out. Throw it aside. Find something else. Generator stopped working, right? Just from non-use. It's not working anymore. All right, that's it. Figure out something else. And it has been so much work. We're going to do, hopefully, Friday and Saturday at PBIR this weekend. And I'm very much looking forward to it. I will report back. Bobby Graham and those guys asked me to bring the recording device, and I am going to try to bring the recording device. I really would have liked to have had Carlos Hawkins stuff out there, video recording the whole thing, but, you know, Hawkins stuff, he works at the sports bar, and so Friday and Saturday night are his big nights, and so he cannot. So, unfortunately, we will go without video, folks, but I'll take some iPhone shots. It will be great. I'm looking forward to it. In fact, right after preparing this Ignition show, going to go right back over to the race shop and get back to work. Speaking of which, lots of work to do in the WFO Fantasy League. After week 28, the weekly winner, Barbecue Bob. Get this, 395 points. You heard? 395, Giovanni.
Woo! He is cooking.
Things are getting
pun intended.
Things are getting cray-cray over here. Flashover Racing, 369. Team English, 368. Oh, that's why I got that email from Mike English about the Fantasy League. He said for the dirty hippies to quote-unquote stick it because he scored 368. At least we now have proof that the guy has not quit playing. Geo Racing with 361. Way to go, Geo.
That's right. Moving on up.
Four Zilch Racing, 358. Bulls Wool, 357. Sixth. Five Can Drive, 7th, Millerman, 8th, 351, Pavlov's Dogs, 9th, 336, Eat My Dust, that's Mrs. Moneyman, 335, tied with Mattitude. The most points is Barbecue Bob, no doubt, 395, up 16 positions, Barbecue Bob, biggest loser, going 7, down 12 positions. But this is what everybody cares about, with how many races left to go?
8.
The overall leader in the WFO Radio Fantasy League is Pink Powder Puff Racing. 106 points ahead of Smothered and Covered. Now, Smothered and Covered is a friend of Millerman to Brian, correct?
I believe so.
Yes. And so they've got somebody in the hunt right now. And so it's Pink Powder Puff and Smothered and Covered, 106 back. Youper 1, 175 back. The Northwest Nitro Fanatics, now 271 back. That's a huge gap. 001 Red, 5th, 286 back. T Team Jimmy J, 298 back. Seventh, Robertson Racing. Seventh is Robertson Racing. 340 back. Eighth, for Zilch Racing, 351 back. Ninth, Kyle Means Petty, 363 back. Tenth, Millerman, up six, cracks the top ten.
360. Way to go, Brian.
11th, up three, 387 out, the Dirty Hippies.
Ooh.
Is it possible?
Making a move to the front. Making a mad dash.
The Avenging
Is it possible? Very possible. Eight races, less than 400 points. He only needs to make up 50 points a week.
Oh, my gosh. Pink Powerpuff, here come the Dirty Hippies. The Dirty Hippies are right on top of you.
You see that little tiny speck in your rearview mirror? You better hope it doesn't start getting bigger, Powderpuff.
The Avenging Abbeys is 12th. The Rumblers is 14th. Clearside is 16th. Super Trucker, 17th. Rich and Saugus is 21st. Steve the Trucker is 23rd. Barbecue Bob is now 24th. The Man in Brown is 27th. Tennessee Money Man is 30th. Mrs. Dirty Hippies has plummeted to 31st. Team 14 is 35th. Lady Oz is 36th. Black Ice is 40th. Tied with Giovanni Racing. Black Ice and Giovanni.
Way to go.
Tied.
Hey, I'm moving up. I'm going to make a run. I'm going to get into the top 30 soon.
Kramer Power is 47th. Jimmy Fan go 48th. Down three positions to 49th. About to slide out of the top 50. Eat My Dust is 50th. Los Chingones, which basically means a badass, is 51st. Little Low, 55th. So they have crisscrossed. Hockey Dad is 57th. Car Acrobatic Team is 58th. Vegas Baby, that's Bob Smith, is 62nd. The Night Kids is 63rd. WFO Joe is 65th. Up one position. Now ahead of D Humps, the registered trademark.
Creeping up slowly.
Going 7, dropped below me. Mr. Where Did He Come From is 69. And 70th, Paper Plate. WFO Joe, down 970. Paper Plate, down 1,112.
Wow, that's a pretty big difference right there.
Where I make my move. Okay. Eastern Competition is 71st. And Patrick's NASCAR Rubbin is 76th. And Hockey Kid is 82nd. You drove the Hockey Kid away with all your comments about the hockey stick. I'm just saying, the kid wasn't ready for you to get all up in his face like that. And you were a little
mean.
He
was beating me down. You were a little mean. He's the one who called me out.
You were a little mean-spirited towards the child.
I don't think I was.
Clearly, he's 87.
If I was, I apologize. Come back, Hockey Kid. Come back. You can hit me over the head with the stick. I'll go get the switch so that you can beat me with.
And those are the fantasy results from week 28 in the WFO Radio Fantasy League. The most difficult fantasy league in the world. In the world.
In the universe.
In the universe.
The world is too small for our league.
All right, and on that note, it's time to hear the Dirty Hippie Fantasy Tippy, which he says, quote unquote, I haven't heard it, but he says it's a little long this week. We'll hear what Rich York of the Dirty Hippies has to say.
This is the Dirty Hippies with your tip of the week. Fantastic F1 race again last week. It's been great all year, and even though Mercedes is running away with it, it's actually going to be great to kind of watch those two guys battle down to the end of it. Looks like Red Bull's getting back on track, and even Ferrari showed a little bit before they let off at the end as usual.
A little.
The guys are going to Dover this week. It's the last cutoff before the next round, so you're going to have some guys taking some chances, other guys probably playing it safe. But since I think I'm going to be out of it this year, I'm going to let you in on the biggest secret of why fantasy racing, how to be successful in it. Where you really are going to set yourself apart is these races where it's the second race of the year. And you look at the race, and most people are going to look at who finished, you know, first through 10 and pick through then. Where you're really going to come out ahead is you see somebody or you remember or make a note of somebody who had a great fast car and something happened to them and they may have finished 38th, but you know they're going to be great in the spring or the fall in the second race. And this week, that guy is Jamie McMurray. Last race, the first race, he was running, I think he was in the lead, and if you remember, he hit a piece of concrete in the track that came up and totally destroyed the front end of his car, and he went into the wall. And even though he finished, I believe, top 15, he should have won the race. So this week, you need to go with him. A lot of people won't go with him. And then another guy I'm looking for is Eric Almirola. He always runs good at Dover, and he's going to need to finish probably in the top 5 to advance the next round. Sturdy Hippies, that's your tip of the week.
Did Rich York just concede defeat? Did I just hear?
Yeah, it sounded like it.
Did I just hear? I don't know. I don't know what I just heard. Let me hear this again. Stand by.
This is the Dirty Hippies with your tip of the week. Fantastic F1 race again last week. It's been great all year.
Oh, he takes forever to get to it. He did. He conceded defeat. He says he's out of it.
He said, since I'm probably out of it, is exactly what I heard him say.
That's gamesmanship right there. He's not out of it. He's making a move. He's not out of it at all. Now, what he says about the fantasy picking system, I totally agree. I like what he has to say. He's given up secrets. That is a good tip right there. As far as Formula One goes, Lewis Hamilton winning the race over Sebastian Vettel and Daniel Ricciardo, Nico having a bit of a problem. Fernando was fast, man. Fernando! But the safety car came out at the wrong time, and, you know, you got to get a little lucky, too.
Yeah, no, he was fast. He was fast in practice. I think he was fastest in the last practice, and it looks like the Ferraris have definitely made a little bit of a move, but nobody's got anything for that Mercedes. But Lewis just dominated the race.
But it
was a good race still. It was exciting, even though Lewis dominated. I thought it was a great race. I had fun watching.
Well, Vettel ended up with the lead late, and Lewis gobbled him up rapidly. It was amazing. I was watching on Twitter, and to see, it's like, Lewis Hamilton is 8 seconds behind. Lewis Hamilton is in the lead from one tweet to the next. So, but now the point standings, Lewis has retaken the driver's points lead by 3 points over Nico Rosberg. So, it's a coin flip now. Who you with, Giovanni?
Lewis, all the way.
Me too. I'm with Lewis. After all that has gone down, Lewis. I said at the start of the season it would be shocking if Nico could hold off Lewis. Nico is not going to be able to hold off Lewis. Lewis is going to be the guy.
Well, Nico finally had a problem, which is what happened to Lewis earlier in the year. He's had a couple of problems and failures.
Exactly. Now, the next race is in Japan in 10 days. Of course, we'll be all over it. Sebastian Vettel was second. Daniel Ricciardo was third. Fernando Alonso. Where did Fernando finish?
Fourth.
Yeah, Alonso was fourth, Felipe Massa fifth, Jean-Éric Vergne sixth, Sergio Perez seventh, Kimi eighth, Mikko Hülkenberg ninth, and Kevin Magnussen apparently was like just really overheated in his car, rounding out the top 10. And there you have it. Giovanni, any other thoughts, final thoughts, things to discuss, to throw in on this edition of Ignition?
Let me look through Gio's tools. I don't see much here.
Well, we're going to come back with our picks. You'll have another opportunity. But, you know, there is always some sort of glaring omission that we, remember seconds after the show, like to mention.
No, I know. I'm going through my show sheet, and I don't really see too
great
much.
Great friends at Poker Action Line Radio. We did not hear from any WFO Radio listeners, not a single one, who listened to Poker Action Line Radio over 2 weeks ago. When we said that on the show, you may recall, we did a brief show last week on Tuesday, threw it out there, no response. Now, regarding WFO Radio hats, I did get a lot of response. I was asking people whether the logo should be in the middle or off to the left, like, you know, Erica Enders and so many of these others, Gray Motorsports, are starting to do, and Jegs, and I'm getting overwhelmingly the center. Go traditional.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Everyone's saying tradition. So that's what we will probably do. The WFO Radio T-shirts, folks. The WFO Radio T-shirts. Very close. Very, very close to being completed. So if you're interested in a WFO Radio T-shirt, start going through the couches. Start stacking up those quarters, baby, because they are coming soon. WFO Radio T-shirts. And I think that is just about it. Obviously, NASCAR is in the playoff. Oh, yes, let's do this. This is pretty important. The Sprint Cup standings. Brad Keselowski showing the way by 1 point over Joy. Kevin Harvick third, Jimmy fourth, Kyle Busch fifth, Dale Earnhardt Jr. sixth, Jeff Gordon seventh, Matt Kenseth eighth, Carl Edwards ninth, A.J. Allmendinger, 10th. Casey Kane, 11th. Ryan Newman, 12th. Those two are tied for the final cutoff spot. The drivers that are on the outside looking in as of this moment. You ready? Denny Hamlin, Greg Biffle, Kurt Busch, and Aric Almirola. They are not so far back that a great run can't help them get in on points. But like a Kurt Busch or an Aric Almirola, they could win their way off the bubble. That's what's the most interesting about this new system.
They could definitely win their way off the bubble, but that's not a necessity. I think you're failing to point out the drama between 8th and 16th. There's 12 points covering those 8 spots.
Yes.
9 spots, really.
So if, let's say, Matt Kenseth, who you're talking about in 8th with 257, blows an engine, he's going to be out.
He'll be out. That's what happened to Hamlin. Hamlin finds himself there because of the wreck that he was involved in this week.
Well, let's go.
That's all it takes. There's 12 positions.
Those guys
at the bottom don't necessarily have to go on the win.
Let's look at this, though.
Clearly, the win gets you in, and you don't have to worry about where anybody else finishes. But there's a heated battle for those to be knocked out there. All those guys are going to be racing each other tough.
See, we have done, obviously, the Tony Stewart and the new rules package, and obviously John Force and Robert Height. But we could pour over these standings a little bit more, Giovanni, because you're right. We're going through this the very first time. This is our first ever cutoff. And I'm experiencing something, as you're mentioning it, that I don't know if I like it. Kyle Busch is 5th, right? If Kyle Busch blows an engine on the first lap, he's out?
Not necessarily, because he's got about 30 points on these guys.
Right, and so if he finishes 43rd, and they finish 15th.
Right, they would have to finish in the top 12.
Which is possible.
Because he's got 20 points. Kyle Busch has got 20 points on 8th place. But, theoretically, any of that could happen. But look at Denny Hamlin. These guys are all so close right now that, yes, having a bad run will eliminate you, or the possibility exists that you will be eliminated, especially when 4 guys are going to be eliminated after this race.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking about...
But I don't think that's bad. I think that's good. I just think that it shows that all these guys are really close.
So Dale Jr. and Jeff Gordon and Kyle Busch, even Jimmy Johnson...
Even Kevin Harvick.
Are those drivers going into Dover to try to win the race?
I would say they don't need to, no. But yes, at the same time, Jimmy Johnson's going in there to win. That's his track. But he owns that place.
Do you think Dale Jr.
They want to win. You win, you guarantee your way in.
But what I'm saying is, they're discouraged from taking any risks.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
If Dale Jr. takes a risk and crashes out, he could be out of the chase. Whereas if he finishes 10th, he's guaranteed to be in the chase.
Okay.
If Jeff Gordon...
But that's just for this race.
But that's
next
what I'm saying.
We start all over again.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying for this weekend's race, this particular race in Dover, this weekend, is Jeff Gordon encouraged to go out there and try to win, or is Jeff Gordon encouraged to finish 10th? Because I can tell you, if he finishes 10th, he's definitely advancing. 100%. If Dale Jr. and Kyle Busch and Matt Kenseth finish in the top 15, they are advancing. So I would say that those guys are points racing.
Yeah, but it's points racing, but it's not like if they got to come in 20th or 25th. They want to come in the top 10. Yeah, I might not make that crazy move to go 3 wide like Brad K did and win the race, because that's unnecessary. It's smarter for me to just stay in 3rd this week.
Racing cautiously.
I wouldn't go as far as saying racing cautiously. It's just like in this race, if I'm in third, what's the point of sticking my nose out there and going for the win and risking wrecking and not being able to advance? I'll just stay in third. I don't know. Maybe we just don't see the same problem with it. I don't think that that's an issue.
Well, they put themselves in this position by their performance over the previous two races. A guy like Brad Keselowski certainly is going out to try to win. Him and Joy, they've got pretty much nothing to lose because they could finish last and still have advanced. So they're definitely going to win. And guys like Aric Almirola and Kurt Busch absolutely are going to try to win because that guarantees them a spot, if not their likelihood, like percentages in poker. Like if we could have the percentage next to them, that would be interesting. They're likely to be out. Those guys that you point out, 5th through 12th, they're in a interesting spot where they have to decide what they're going to do. You know, Dale Jr., a consistent 8th place run guarantees you to advance.
Yeah, and that's about where he's been running the last few weeks. So what do you worry about?
I'm not worried. That's not what I'm not worried. There's no worry. I'm just trying to figure out how this new system works, like how it's working, like what people in different situations are encouraged and incentivized or disincentivized to do. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it's not too much different. In the old system, if we weren't eliminating anybody here and winning didn't advance you, if Dale Jr. is running third, there's no incentive for him to stick his nose in there and go for the win, because if he wrecked, he'd come in 43rd and lose a bunch of points to all these guys when he's in the middle of a contention right now.
If there's a fuel mileage race, their points position virtually guarantees that they cannot take a chance. You think that it would happen under any system? I guess so. You know, clearly you want to avoid a 43rd place finish no matter what. The only difference is for one of these guys, a 43rd place finish could end their season Sunday. Their season could end on Sunday because of a broken part or piece. But I'm okay with that. I mean, that's dramatic. If someone in the engine shop mistakenly puts together Kyle Busch's engine and a 50-cent part breaks in Kyle Busch's engine and he finishes 43rd and misses advancing in the chase because of it, that's just drama.
That's just racing. That's just the way it is. To me, the point system or whatever the system is, isn't really greatly affected by that. Yes, he would officially be out, but I think if he had wrecked and had a 50-cent part break last week, he'd find himself in a position like Denny Hamlin, where he's at the back, where he's on the outside looking in.
Well, yeah, you got to still have to avoid horrific finishes.
Really doesn't matter. It's just that, yes, if it happens on the cutoff race, you're eliminated. Well, four guys are going to be eliminated anyway.
But the fact that you can go from 5th to 7th to 15th in one race.
Well, but that's just a product of the fact that all these guys are so close together.
Yeah.
That's, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's the beauty of whether it's the new system or the fact that all these guys. Well, over two races, you've gone over the results right there. The top 10, the top 12 is just maybe two or three guys aren't chase drivers.
No, I know. They're all chase drivers.
Right, and so that's just it. These guys, once you're in the chase, you got a top 10, and if you don't, you're pretty much not going to have a chance to actually win it all. So if Kyle Busch breaks apart and gets eliminated tomorrow, to me, it would make no difference if he got eliminated tomorrow or if it happens in the first race of the next one and he finds himself in 12th. And so far behind the leaders that he's going to be eliminated in 3 weeks.
What I'm wondering is that maybe an additional tweak that will be necessary is to take that next step and give the chase racers their own independent points. So when you finish last of the chasers, then you finish, you know, with 16 points or whatever. Because just because you blew an engine and a race on the first lap, and then the next race, I blow an engine when there's 10 cars already out of the race, that's 5 different points. You know what I mean? Basically,
the cars at the
back of the pack are significantly determining who moves on and who doesn't. That's what I'm getting at. It's all back to the same thing that I always talk about, and that's what's sticking in my mind. And you don't get me, but here's what I'm getting
at. No, I understand what you're saying, but I just don't...
30th to 43rd is 13 points. How many points did you say are separating 8th to 16th?
12.
Okay, so that's exactly it. The difference in one race between 30th and 43rd could be the difference between someone making and missing the chase. And that seems a little bit crappy. That, and you know, I've always been saying that problem has been the same from the word go. That 30th, 35th, 37th, 41st, 43rd, those positions don't matter. Apparently they do, though. But whether you blew a tire and hit the wall on lap 1 or it happened on lap 20, well, that's the difference between 43rd and 38th. That's 5 positions. 5 positions are currently separating Kenseth, Edwards, Allmendinger, Kane, Ryan Newman, and those guys. That's 5 positions. Really, 2 positions between all those guys.
Well, that's just it. Look at that right there. 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. 5 guys are 2 points apart.
The difference between...
And that's the reason, but I guess the racing is so close that that's the reason why it falls back. I understand what you're saying about finishing in the end, but I don't know. I guess it doesn't bother me as much. It's just it. Those are the breaks, man.
Well, that's...
You can't have a perfect system. Hey, you can go, win 100 games in baseball and lose in the first round.
Well, that is true.
You know, and up until this year, now that they added that second wild card, you could have won 100 games, been the best team in the league, and faced a wild card team, and lost in a 5-game series, and you're out to a wild card team on the first round.
But at least they beat you, and it's not because 5 other dudes crashed into you and took you out of the race, and now you're 43rd, and they're
41st. Well, but that's the difference in racing. I don't know. I guess.
I
understand what you're saying.
You get where I'm coming from.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
I'm just figuring
it out. That a bunch of those back markers are kind of deciding things.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's a bunch of back markers that separate 38th from 30th, and those 8 positions could end up being all the difference in the world here when we're talking about championship drivers is all.
Well, don't finish back there.
Well, sometimes it's not your fault.
Don't finish back there, man.
Sometimes it's not your fault. What if, Clint Boyer comes and just crashes into somebody by mistake, and now you're out?
Man, I hate to say it, but sometimes those are the breaks.
Nah, I don't know. I think we got to
analyze. It doesn't bother me as much.
We have to watch how this goes. If Jimmy Johnson gets taken out on the first lap of the race because some kid throws a hot dog wrapper and it blows his engine and he misses the chase, everybody will freak out about exactly what I'm saying.
All right, they could, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Jimmy Johnson's car is never going to blow an engine on the first lap because somebody's hot dog wrapper.
No, it would be like the 5th lap. Then they would come down pit road anyway. Anyway, all right, I'm glad we got that little discussion and something to think about. It's interesting to watch it work. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back, make picks. You ready?
Ready.
All right, we'll be back after this right here on WFO Radio. But first, I want to remind you, download all our stuff, follow us on social media, and make friends with other WFO Radio listeners. They're very cool people. Follow on Twitter, too. Bobby Graham and Rich and Saugus and Craig in Seattle and Pomponio Racing and all our great friends on Twitter. Good people. They tweet a lot. They retweet our stuff. Tweet, retweet, repeat. We'll be back with the picks on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car champ, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School.
The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist.
I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
Hey everybody, the summer is here, and that means it's time to grill. Remember just a couple of months ago when you were freezing and you were thinking, I can't wait until I can get out there and grill something? Well, now you can, and if you're going to do it, you got to do it with the most awesome barbecue rubs going. Check out RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, a big NHRA fan and WFO radio listener, has award-winning spice rubs that you can order online or by phone. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, 817-924-6821. I just tried two new hot sauces that he's got going. The perfect condiment if you're grilling out this summer. Also, coffee in the morning. Marvin roasts his own blends. You got to try them out. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Or if you want to kick it old school, pick up the phone, dial 817-924-6821. Say, hey, Marvin, I heard about you on WFO. I want you to send me some coffee and barbecue rub, maybe some hot sauce, and it'll show up in the mail. That's 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Hey, racing fans, this is Big Dave Lemon, the host of Poker Action Line Radio. And I know you guys are big racing fans, but you probably like poker as well. So why not tune into a great poker show featuring interviews with poker stars and some of the greats of the game? That's Poker Action Line. You can find it on iTunes by searching Poker Action Line or pick it up on our website at PokerActionLine.com.
WFO.
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 WFO!
WFO.
Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO!
Take me to the action, take me to the track. Take me to a party if they're betting in the back. I've been working all my life, can't afford to wait. Let me call my wife so I can tell her I've been late. I want to ease it.
Vegas, baby, Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas. It's that time of week once again. The WFO Radio Handicapper is going to pick you winners this time for the AAA 400 at Dover International Speedway, the Monster Mile, White Lightning, the all-concrete mile-long racetrack in Dover, Delaware. If I was in the area, I would definitely be going. Check out a little Dover. Now, last week, I picked the winner. This week, I will go first ahead of Giovanni Bob Smith from William Hill, the home of betting, and comedian Tommy Noodles, who has joined us and will participate this weekend. Giovanni, let's go back, though, 1 week ago to me making a great pick, Joey Logano. That was great stuff, wasn't it?
It was great. It was awesome. It was fantastic.
What is our record in the chase right now?
2-0, baby. 2-0. 2-for-2.
Let's keep it going, okay? I think that's pretty
cool.
We're
1,000%.
We have a chance at perfection, the perfect season.
We usually go about 7 or 8 weeks, or actually, I want to say we usually pick about 7 or 8 winners in the chase. We want to go for perfect this year.
The high water mark, I think, was 8, though, right? 8 out of 10, I think
eight,
we did 2 years ago.
8 out of 10 is so far the high water mark 2 seasons ago, yes, correct.
Okay, well, here we go, and here are the odds as seen by the folks at William Hill, the home of betting. The favorite, 9-2, Jimmy Johnson, shocker. Brad Keselowski, 11-2. Kevin Harvick, 6-1. Jeff Gordon, 6-1. Joy and Kyle Busch, 10-1. Dale Jr. is also 10-1. Matt Kenseth and Denny Hamlin are both 12-1. And those are the drivers that are available for our favorite pick. Now the dark horses. Casey Kane and Clint Boyer are 20-1. Kyle Larson is 21. Wow, that Kyle Larson. The kid's ready to go, right? It's going to happen any day.
Jamie McNulty. he's definitely going to win a race.
Jamie McMurray is 25-1. Would you be mad if I switched my pick at the last second? Carl Edwards.
The hippy tippy's getting to you.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. But even not, whatever. 30-1, Carl Edwards, 30-1. Kurt Busch, 40-1. Ryan Newman, 40-1. Tony Stewart has now been totally exonerated of any horrible wrongdoing legally. Greg Biffle, 50-1. Brian Vickers, 60-1. Paul Menard, 100-1. Marcos Ambrose, in his final races in the world of NASCAR, 100-1. Martin Truex Jr. and Eric Almirola, 150-1. And did my sheet get cut off? No Danica on the sheet?
Yeah, your sheet got cut off.
Here. Oh, man.
You always.
I just print
it off.
Okay, what's Danica?
Hold. Please hold. It's loading.
Loading. Loading.
Yeah, that's the problem with these computers.
Loading. If not for computers, though, we wouldn't be able to do this great show.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not.
While really you're searching for that, allow me to.
Here we go. Where did you end off?
Eric Almirola, 150-1.
Austin Dillon, 200-1. Almendinger, 250. Danica, 300-1. And Bob will say, please give us your money.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
And the field, money. Anyone not mentioned that wins would be 100-1.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
In my opinion, the field should be even greater than the worst odd. Now, I know you're getting multiple picks, but those people that aren't mentioned really have got no shot at winning.
Alex Bowman and...
Yeah, those should be like 1,000-1 if one of those guys come in.
1,000,000-1.
I wouldn't go that far because then I'd just bet the field $1 every race just for the sake of it.
And that's how those casinos are built. And there you have it. Those are the odds. William Hill, the home of betting. The order is me, Gio, Bob, and Tom. I go first. Going to try to put another win out there on the board. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right. I thought about it, and I am about winning here. Clearly, by the way, Joey Logano was at 12-1, was he not?
Yes.
That's a pretty good little chunk of change right there, Big Daddy. Come on now. Give it up. Not one of these chalk plays that everybody does. Going out there
no,
picking the chalk.
12-1. That's a nice. That's a $1,200 winner over there.
That is a $1,200 winner. I just want to point it out to everybody that when WFO Joe picks you favorite winners, he is not afraid to sometimes go to the deep side of the favorites most of the time. In this particular case, though, I'm going with Jimmy Johnson.
So after all that, you go with Jimmy Johnson, the chalk.
92, the chalk. Yes, the favorite. And the reason I brought up all of that stuff was to take away a little bit, to balance, if you will, the fact that I'm going with the chalk, just to show you that I go all over the place. Joey was 12-1. Jimmy's 9-2. But Jimmy Johnson has been so off, a little off, and I feel like they are going to emerge. Just when you think they're not going to be around, they're going to be around. And where will something like that happen? At a track that they dominated at. And that's this track. They dominated. There were some other racers that were good. Brad was good. McMurray was good. But I'm taking Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Double J, 92. Now the dark horse. This is a little different. And I looked. And now I got to say, I made my pick already. But I am regretting maybe not going with Kyle Larson. I'm regretting that. Because the guy was third. The guy was second. It only makes sense that the guy's going to be first, right? This is the week. Third, second, first.
Look, you didn't pick him, all right, so stop analyzing.
Jamie McMurray, 25-1. You heard this guy say, Rich York, the Dirty Hippies, that McMurray was good. But I decided to go with Carl Edwards at 30-1. Concrete Carl, Carl Edwards, can vault himself up there and shock the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series in advance. So give me Carl Edwards at 30-1. And now Giovanni will make his picks.
Well, all right. I'm up. And I got to say, Joe's logic can not be any better. Jimmy Johnson, as he said, has been a tick off, but that was a few weeks ago. The last few races, he's been running slowly, creeping up better, and I believe he's got top tens in the last couple of races. So what better place for Jimmy to get better at than at Dover? So that's the great pick. And for the long shot, if I was picking first, I would definitely have gone with Carl Edwards because, I will say it again, chase races are won by chase drivers. as we look at here and we go to Dover, there's really not any other track to compare it with other than the other Dover race, and maybe we can say Bristol because of the high banking in the concrete. If you look at that race, there's really no reason why I shouldn't go with Brad Kay. And as tempted as I am to pick Brad Kay another week, I did not do it precisely because he won a race. And so I'm going to go with a guy that could, needs to win, and runs great here, Jeff Gordon, as a favorite.
Wow, so you gave us all this logic about Brad Kay, and then you switch on us.
As I look, Brad Kay and Joey Logano are the two picks here. Joey came in second at Bristol, ran great, had a bunch of led a bunch of laps, and Brad Kay ran second at Dover to Jimmy in the first race. But both of those guys have wins, and I just don't know that they're going to go out there and be able to get a win. I think one of these guys like Jimmy or Jeff is going to pull it. So give me Jeff as the favorite. And for the long shot, after you gave all that analysis, 3-2-1, give me Kyle Larson.
So you're taking my analysis.
Well, that's why I told you. What am I going to say now that you already gave all that analysis for a guy that you weren't going to pick?
You were bothered that I was stealing all your points.
Well, you know, I have no bullet points left. So instead of, you know, they're pontificating, you're not going to pick the guy, so let me say what I got to say. There's nothing to repeat. 3-2-1, Kyle Larson, will, if a non-chaser wins, it's going to be Kyle Larson. There you go. Bob, you're up.
Hey, guys, Bob Smith. Hey, we got to keep up the winning ways. Things are going great. Joe, I got to say, you pulled ahead of me. You picked 7 winners, and I only picked 6. That's really impressive. You're really doing it this year. I can't believe it. You are great. I just want to say that. Now, my picks. You know, you guys didn't pick Brad Kay, and while your picks are good, mine are better. So give me Brad Keselowski. The Penske cars are clearly running very well at the start of the season, and the chase season, that is. And I think Brad is going to do it, and the Penskes are going to sweep the first segment of the new chase. And now for my dark horse. Well, it's very tough, but I think this guy's got what it takes to step up and win a race just when people think that he doesn't have what it takes anymore. So at 20-1, give me Clint Bowyer. 20-1, Clint Bowyer, although I really think Brad Keselowski is going to win, and Penske is going to sweep the first part of the chase. And so there you go. Tommy is next. And hey, guys, enjoy the races. Bob Smith, wow. What do you think about
that? I guess you don't have Bob.
No.
You know, I thought it was kind of funny at first. You were just throwing it, and then somewhere along the line I realized, oh, I guess Bob must not have been able to make the call.
We did not. Bob was not able to make the call this week.
Oh, that's great. That was good. That was good, though. I like the analysis, too.
Thank you very much. I was trying. I once upon a time, I could do a great Bob Smith, and then I lost it. So I'm trying to get back. Trying to get back to the great Bob Smith. But you know what? Last week we didn't have Tommy. This week we've got Tommy Noodles going last.
WFO. That time of week again. Gotta make some picks. Gotta figure this out. I don't know. Let's go long shot first. I have like this feeling, and I don't want it to be correct because you know, I want this person out of the chase. Never been a fan, never you know, saw the hype. But for some reason I'm thinking, you know, this is a do-or-die weekend for them to stay alive, and it's time to do something. So here we go. I'm gonna pick him. I don't know if I've picked him ever before because I'm not a fan. Don't even know why he's racing. But who am I to judge, right? What do I know? But I'm going Ryan Newman. Ryan Newman to win is you know, out of my comfort zone, out of my box. You know, I've looked at my season and it sucked, so maybe I need to start getting out of my comfort zone and picking people who I don't normally pick because who knows? Maybe that's a way to pull off the win because what I am doing isn't working. So let's go Ryan Newman for the win, long shot. Let's go favorite. Time for him to get back on the board, show us that this is his year to actually win a championship. He has done phenomenal. And, you know, needs to get on the board, secure himself in the next spot. So here comes the hate mail. I'm picking Junior. Junior, for the win. So that is a Dale Earnhardt Jr., in case you thought that I was picking Martin Truex Jr., Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Ryan Newman. Those are my picks. Let's see what happens. I'll talk to you next week.
Tommy Noodles taking Ryan Newman and Dale Earnhardt Jr. You want to hear something funny? I wrote down on the email, Tommy took Ryan Newman and Dale Jr., but in opposite order. And so while he's going, I hate this guy, I don't like this guy, I'm thinking he's talking about Dale Earnhardt Jr. And I'm like, wow, Tommy is really committing suicide here on the air because the Jr. fans are going to freak out on him. And he's like, yeah, and this guy, I don't think he even belongs there. And I'm like, wow, what's all the hate for Dale Jr., Tommy? And he was talking about Ryan Newman.
Yeah, I kind of knew it. I was wondering why he hates on Newman. Newman is a very good driver, and when he first came up with Penske, was a rocket.
Remember that? He won Rookie of the Year over Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, and he won. There was a year he closed out winning like 4 out of the last 6 races, was on fire.
Yeah, but that's when they had Matt Borland had the extra fuel tank in there.
Wait, you know, why do you have to get into these things?
Well, I'm just pointing out facts, and that I do not suffer from DRS. I remember things, stuff. So there you have it. Tommy Noodles takes Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Ryan Newman. Bob Smith takes Brad Keselowski and Clint Bowyer. Giovanni in Miami takes Jeff Gordon and 3-2-1 Kyle Larson. And WFO Joe takes Carl Edwards because the track is concrete. And Jimmy Johnson, who should have gotten the Rookie of the Year that year, to win the race and advance. But a lot of drama, a lot of danger, a lot of like fear is really what people should be feeling. Fear about your driver, like, wow, something happens, he could be out, that's it, season over, season ended, heartbreak, catastrophe, it could be over, walking to the locker room defeated, over, it could happen this weekend to many of our drivers. We should be feeling extreme stress right now. Those are the picks for the AAA 400. Wow, Gio, how about the buildup of the stress? It's true, right? You see, you don't have to feel that. You should consider yourself lucky. You don't have to feel any stress because your driver did not make the chase.
Nope, no stress on that. I feel stress relief that he's not going to jail.
Yes, exactly. At least my driver is not going to jail. That's true.
My driver's not going to jail, man.
That's true. I'm thinking, by the way, that had to weigh on this man so greatly. Of course, the Kevin Ward Jr. family and Kevin Ward and all that happened, it is a great tragedy. It's a horrific tragedy. Nothing that has come out changes the fact that the poor young man made a grave error in judgment that resulted in his own death. And I know there's a lot of, hard people out there that say, yeah, so what? That's his decision. And he gets what he deserves. Because I've seen that. I've seen people say that. I don't look at it that way. I think, I'm one for giving people second chances in life, and unfortunately this kid doesn't get to get a second chance because his error in judgment was so grave. It was horrific. Tony Stewart will live with this forever. He'll remember that. Forever. It is great that he will not be charged, but there's really nothing worth celebrating. It is a pretty sad story and a horrific situation. And there you have it. Giovanni, any tools? Any final thoughts? Any thought-provoking commentary you want to drop on the WFO radio audience before we get out of here?
Yeah, I think that NASCAR should come up with something new. It's horrible how these guys are in fifth and sixth place could just fall out of race with a one bad run. Maybe they should stop giving points after 30th place.
Wait, what? What are you? You're just saying what I said 2 seconds ago. That's what I was saying.
Oh, you've never said that. Get out of here.
What, have you been seriously, like, poring over the numbers, thinking about what I threw on the table?
Well, I considered it, and I thought that, you know what, that maybe you're right about this whole situation where the back markers may or may not be deciding what's going on with the guys in the championship. So stop giving points. 30th is the last point. From 31 to 43, it's 0 points. So if you come in 43rd, you get 0 points, and if you come in 30th, you get a point.
We'll discuss it.
I don't know, something to that extent.
Look, we've been talking about this for a long time.
I'm coming with you. I understand. Maybe something could be done, a minor tweak. But, man, believe me, NASCAR, I don't know how many tweaks they got left in their point system. Because
as many as they want, man. They're tuning it up. We're trying to make a more perfect union here. We're trying to make a more perfect. We, the people of NASCAR, in order to form a more perfect point system, we're trying to do that. That's the preamble of the NASCAR creed. And just something to consider. It's been in line. You know me. I've been talking the same Chynic for 10 years now about the points at the back of the pack being too heavily weighted compared to the points at the front of the pack. Just because Alex Bowman and Justin Allgaier went out on track and made a lap when I was blown up, is that the reason I should miss the chase? And I think that that is a little extreme. Let's all watch it play out. Let's see what happens, and maybe they will address it. They have discussed giving the chasers their own points against one another. Like, I finished first among the chasers, you finished last among the chasers. There's a system for just the chasers. That has been discussed. Maybe under this new system, now is the time for that. I don't know. Let's sit back. Let's watch. Let's think about it. Let's consider it. How about that?
All right.
All right, Giovanni. Great job, as usual. Thank you very much. You know what I got for you, right? A big bonus. I got a big...
Oh, yeah, what's that?
I got a bottle of Rodax Habanero Endorphin Booster Hot Sauce just for you that you're going
to
be...
Oh, wow. I get to bring it home and everything?
You're going to be able to take it home. What you could do is you could spread it out into 10 or 15 smaller bottles with mixed with water. And you could...
I will not be diluting it at all. That is just for when it runs out to get the last remnants that are left in the bottle. But I will not be diluting it at all. I want spills pouring down to my forehead when I'm eating them chicken wings with the gulps and gulps and gulps of yummy hot sauce from Rodax.
And you will. And you will. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks to everyone. Greatly appreciated. Giovanni, great job. Thank you.
All right, enjoy the race.
There he goes. And to everyone who listens to the show, thank you very much for tweeting, retweeting, and repeating the retweeting of the tweeting of all of our stuff. Social media is the way that our show gets out there to the world. Thanks to John Force and Robert Height and the folks at Tire Rack and Goodyear for providing them. Thanks to John for those very kind things. Thanks to all the great people we met in Texas at the AAA Texas Fall Nationals. New listener, look, first-time listener. Look, we basically say, hang with us for a couple hours. Now you hung with us. You're no worse for wear, right? You thought about some stuff. You had a couple of laughs, a couple of, you know, and you're still alive. Everything's fine. How about we get back together next week, right? Tuesday Nitro. And you check out the show again. Download the app. It's free. We'll talk about it. All right. That's going to do it. Thanks to everyone who participated. Thanks to everyone behind the scenes who works on the show. That is going to do it. I'm excited. I'm going to work on my own race car for the first time in ages. I'll take a picture and I'll put it up on the internet. You'll see what I'm talking about. And maybe we'll even make it to the track, although I highly doubt it. We'll see you next time right here on WFO Radio.
WFO!
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
Yeah, welcome to the party.